I am life, you've been waiting for your chance. Cry your fear to the man.
Well, obviously the shafts had a purpose, and otherwise, I mean, the trouble that they went into constructing them was quite enormous. And you mentioned also the shafts from the King's Chamber, and they have a purpose too. But the entire design on the inside functions in a way to convert energy coming through the pyramid into airborne sound, focus it in the resonant quartzite chamber, which is commonly known as the King's Chamber, which has some very unusual features that we can talk in detail about if we have time. But essentially what was integral in causing this system to work was the generation of hydrogen in the Queen's Chamber, the so-called Queen's Chamber. And so there we go to look at the shafts that served a purpose to deliver chemicals into the Queen's Chamber from both the north and the south wall. And both of these shafts, the one on the south wall is at 39.5 degrees, and the one on the north wall is at 39 degrees. Both of them were not connected with the chamber, because there was a 5-inch plate of limestone, which was a part of the wall, and it wasn't something that had been patched in later. It was part of the original design. It was cut in the wall block. But these 5-inch plates, or the lefts, they call them, separated the chamber, the atmosphere of the chamber itself, to the shaft. Then on the upper reaches of the shaft, which were explored in 1993, again in 2002, they found the shaft terminated with a plate of limestone and two copper fittings come through the limestone. Now, in 1993, they didn't have any success going up the northern shaft, because the northern shaft had a kink in it, ostensibly to go around the grand, what they call the grand gallery, which is a feature that actually carries on from an ascending passage. It's 28 inches or 28 feet high. It's 80 inches wide at the bottom and 42 inches wide at the top, and it has a series of overlaps, what they call corbelling. It's it's a miracle, an architectural miracle, really, from the ancient world. And the blocks that go into the Grand Gallery are enormous, too. So,
have you actually been in the pyramid?
I've been in there, yeah, several, many times.
It must be something to see.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's quite an experience to go into the Great Pyramid. It could be quite arduous, too. But yes, I went in there in 1986, and I've been there probably about a dozen times. I've been to Egypt about 8 times, and visited the Great Pyramid several times in my research. So getting back to the Queen's Chamber, in ancient times, they noted that the walls were encrusted with salt, and the salt was up to an inch thick. And so
wow.
That was one of the pieces of evidence that I had to focus on to find an answer for.
That's interesting. We'll get back to that when we return. Stick with us, folks. Another short break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Okay, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Chris Dunn on the line talking about the... Well, I won't call them mysteries. They're not so mysterious when you understand that the Egyptians were absolute geniuses, technological geniuses, but what are considered mysteries by most people who don't recognize that, unfortunately. Anyway, before the break, you were talking about... by the way, we have a caller. I'm going to go to that person in a minute. I just wanted you to finish your thought about the salt. And where did you say that the salt was found again?
It was found in the lower chamber, the queen, what they call the queen's chamber. There are three chambers. There's a subterranean chamber that's actually cut out of the bedrock, and then up in the body of the pyramid, along a horizontal passage, is the queen's chamber, so-called queen's chamber, and then above that is the king's chamber. And
at the end of the grand gallery.
Yeah, the conventional theory is that the Khufu, who was allegedly buried in this pyramid, had the subterranean chamber cut, then he changed his mind, and so then they built this other chamber in the middle of the pyramid, and then he changed his mind again, so they built this grand gallery and with the...
Yeah, the thing is made with such astonishing accuracy, and they just changed their mind. They
keep changing their mind, yeah. So it was... that's basically the conventional theory about the Great Pyramid. The salt was found in the queen's chamber, so-called queen's chamber, and there was also within the joints inside one of the shafts there was exuding from the joints was gypsum, and also there was a tremendous amount of erosion on the walls of the southern shaft. Now, on the northern shaft, you have a different kind of characteristic. The stone is discolored somewhat. It's kind of a very dark greenish kind of stain on it. But in the southern shaft, it's almost white, but certainly eroded. And there are erosion patterns that the robot actually photographed on the way up to the so-called door that indicate that there was something going on in there to cause this erosion. And so what I had theorized was that the entire function of this power plant was that you needed hydrogen in order to convert the energy into a microwave energy. And so the Queen's Chamber was actually where the hydrogen was generated by the introduction of chemicals into the chamber.
And so the salt, of course, would have facilitated that.
And then when they mix, they boil off hydrogen, and then the hydrogen fills the inside. So that is the basically explains the salt on the walls, the existence of the chamber, for one.
And the copper.
It explains also the 5 inches of limestone that was not cut out, because if you consider that limestone is permeable, and if you have depending on the head of water or head of fluid, you can determine what the percolation rate would be through a limestone like that. And so even though there was blockage there, it would allow a liquid through into the chamber. Even if it wouldn't allow air to pass, it would allow a liquid to pass.
Now,
then when we go to the upper reaches of these shafts, and interestingly, the 2002 expedition revealed that the northern shaft had also these fittings coming through a limestone block that blocked the shaft. So it too was constructed with the copper fittings and also blocked on both ends. So if you consider that what you have is two pipets or two tubes, if you will, coming down into a glass chamber where the chemicals mix and actually boiled off the hydrogen. The hydrogen billowing inside this chamber would cause a reaction with the limestone walls, and salts would actually appear on the walls, and indeed they did. So the theory is supported by the evidence. So the evidence drives the theory.
Well, yeah. I mean, why would you install this copper up there when that's never going to be seen again? Nobody can crawl up there. I mean, it's what is it, 2 inches in diameter, the shaft?
The shafts are about 8 inches square, and the reason for the copper chisels was to make sure that the shafts were filled with the chemical to the appropriate level, and it kept the same head pressure. So that these fittings actually served as a fluid switch, whereby when the shaft was full and the fittings were covered, then there would be a connection between the two. And then if the fluid dropped below the level of the fittings, there would be discontinuity.
Have you ever tried to construct a miniature model of this and produce?
I have not, no. No,
that would be interesting to have somebody do that.
I've been trying to get people interested in modeling it in a computer, because I think that would be probably the first step and necessary step to model it in a computer.
I want to get to how you think the energy was harnessed, from what source, and how it was utilized and so forth, but let's go to the caller first that's been waiting there, Hayden in Idaho. Welcome to the show, Hayden. Are you there, Hayden?
I have a logical argument for advanced high technology.
Okay.
Scenario, and we live at the outside now, around 100 years old. What could one man do on an island devoid of all other knowledge, outside knowledge, accomplish in 100 years if he devoted himself? Now, if you live 500 years and you had cumulative knowledge of people who lived on an average of 500 years.
You talk about
for over
1,000
years. What kind of technological advancements could be made? This is all indicated by the Bible pre-flood. So there's a very high likelihood that civilization had far advanced way beyond anything that we can even imagine at this particular time. And yet it says also that in the day, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the time of the end. So we're approaching much of that high technology now, but it's been many, many years since it's already been done.
Well, I think we got a ways to go to catch up to where they were at.
Well,
you know, isn't it interesting that the ancients referred to their forefathers of long ago
yes.
as more advanced, and yet here we are talking about them as very primitive and dumb sloths, basically. And, you know, obviously the people 2,000-3,000 years ago, the Greeks, knew a lot more about their ancestors than we do today.
Mm-hmm. Right, and they don't even know how the ancients, Aztecs, tempered copper. They can't do it now.
Yeah,
there's certainly a lot going on that we don't know about. I mean, if you go down to Peru and look at some of the feats of lifting, how they were able to take 300-ton stones from one side of the mountain and take it across to another hillside and install it in place, going down a trail that's only about 3 feet wide. And
well, yeah, I mean, look at Tiwanaku.
Yeah, Tiwanaku. You've got precision crafted stones at Tiwanaku, at Pumapunku, which is just as close by to Tiwanaku.
And, you know, if that mountain was at the elevation then that it is now, how did they breathe up there?
I was wondering how I was going to breathe when I was there. I mean, that's quite an arduous trek, I'm telling you. And you know, there's some impressive work that went on. But the oral tradition is that they floated those stones across the mountains. But you know, that there is a lot of oral tradition that is ignored because it doesn't fit our particular construct of history and how we viewed, like you said, primitive people.
Yeah, we shortchange ourselves
primitive.
When we ignore the legends and the ancient mythologies, and, you know, there's a lot of elements of truth in there.
It seems to be. I mean, the evidence certainly seems to support that.
Yeah.
When the oral tradition said that there were, you know, there were giants in those times, I'm not sure that they were talking about physical giants, but intellectual giants, and you know, certainly there were accomplishments that we still haven't been able to figure out. That's for sure.
Well, you know, you look at the Nazca Plains, and you've got those huge desert etchings there that are hundreds of, I think some of them, well, not hundreds, but about 60 miles, I think one of them is, isn't it? About one of the drawings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long they are, but
they're
a puzzle, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and there is a lot of similar kind of puzzles in South America, in Egypt, Easter Island, England with the Stonehenge and other sites in England that seem to indicate that there was something going on that we haven't quite figured out or got.
Well, in fact, even mainstream science now is forced to admit, well, maybe they had air balloons. You know, they know they had to have had flight. You can't even make those, and you certainly can't see them without an aerial perspective.
That's true.
For what purpose would they have created them in the first place? Anyway, we're going to another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We've got Chris Dunn on as our guest. Hayden in Idaho, are you still there? Wasn't sure if he...
Yeah.
Did you have any other points or questions you want to pose to the guest?
No, I think that the knowledge that we know today is what the hierarchy lets us know. They actually have forever hidden knowledge from the masses, which gives them power. And that's why we don't have a more advanced civilization. Plus the fact every discovery or invention of man has eventually been used for an evil purpose. So I think God's hand has been involved, in fact I know it is, to actually hide technological information from man because we're not able to handle it.
Well, I know when you study any subject by limiting yourself from mainstream, you know, scientists in that field or experts in that field, so-called experts, you know, from their perspective, it's boring. they really, you know, they have you so limited, they make it dry, uninteresting, you know.
They're deliberately trying to keep it from you.
And there's no room for alternative thinking. It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, this doesn't really make that much sense. How about if we, you know, look at it from the... Nope, there's no allowance. You're basically blackballed from the field, and, you know, you lose your job, and It's disgusting because I look at mainstream thought in just about any field of study, and there's tons of bias and error and outright lies.
A truly educated person is a self-educated person. They have
yeah,
to do it on their own.
I always say that. You have to look into things. And
you
I'm sure,
can find out about
Chris,
anything
sure you,
you
agree,
want huh? if you really go after it and look for it. It's there. You just have to uncover it.
Right. Anyway, appreciate you calling. Any more points you wanted to make or questions?
Oh, that's it for now. Appreciate the
okay.
program.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot.
Internet.
Okay, yeah, Chris, let's go into... like to talk about, you know, what you think the source of power was. Were they harnessing something from the sun or maybe from the ionosphere? And then how would they have distributed this into the, you know, was this for the whole community or was it just for the pharaoh?
Very good questions. My beliefs or my theory, obviously, after the book has been published is, been modified a little bit. I've got new information that has come in. But in my book, I theorized that the energy was produced by causing the pyramid to become a coupled oscillator with the Earth and draw energy from the Earth. And how that was accomplished was that in the subterranean chamber was housed the facilities or equipment to actually cause the pyramid to resonate. And then there was a feedback from the Earth, which actually delivered more energy to the system than what you put in. And then from there, the energy was drawn off as vibration, and it was actually. It came through at a lower frequency. It was converted to higher frequencies through a series of resonators in the so-called Grand Gallery, which I call the Resonator Hall. And there is a series of 27 pairs of slots along the ramps, two ramps that go on both sides of this gallery. And within these 27 pair of slots, were locked into place, resonators that reached up to the ceiling 28 feet. And then the resonators, it was actually a resonator assembly, if you will. And then the vibration coming through the pyramid would cause the resonators to emit sound that would reinforce other sound collectively. There are architectural features that are actually acoustic features of this Grand Gallery. And it has been noted for many years to have very unusual acoustic effects. In fact, Paul Horn, who actually created a CD of flute music he recorded inside the Great Pyramid, noted in his book that the Grand Gallery, when he played his flute, the Grand Gallery did not resonate so much or reverberate so much, but the sound that was created in the gallery resonated in the King's Chamber behind him. So he was out on the overlooking this gallery that he just came up to reach the King's Chamber. And playing his flute in the gallery, the sound was going out into the gallery, bouncing around from the different angles of the walls and the ceiling, and then reflecting back and resonating behind him in the King's Chamber. So that was an unusual effect. And I was there in 1995 doing some research, and I had actually paid to be left behind when all the tourists were gone to do my research with the lights out. And so I noted similar phenomena when I was in the King's Chamber.
Interesting. I want to talk some more about that when we get back. Another short break, folks. Stick with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Lance Keltner, and I firmly support Ron Paul as next president of the United States. That's why myself and New Disaster will be rocking San Antonio in support of Ron. It's going to be a great day of music. Don't miss it.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Chris Dunn on the line. So, yeah, Chris, tell us, we got a caller on the line, by the way. I'm going to go to him in just a minute. But tell us what you were saying about what you had, you know, the phenomena you had witnessed in the King's Chamber.
Yes, I was interested in actually doing some acoustic sounding inside the Great Pyramid in 1995. And I was left alone in the dark. And actually, they were supposed to turn the light off. And I had a tape recorder running, and I had my flash lamp actually by the coffer inside the King's Chamber. Well, I walked out onto the step, and I yelled down to the guard to turn out the light. And then later on, when I was in my room, I was playing back the tape, and it picked up my voice. But it was almost like I had not even left the room. And the footsteps across the floor were quite significant. But they just rang at 440 hertz. So it was the resonant and the acoustic characteristics of the chamber are, and also the entire structure, interior structure, is certainly something to be noted. And speaks of a knowledge of acoustics when they built it.
Incredible. So, I mean, again, we're dealing with precision. Oh, but wait, no, that was an accident because they didn't intend to build that initially, right?
Well, no, I mean, it was not an accident. And there is some, I know you were just joking, but
yeah.
Facetious, but there is only so much that you can say is coincidental. And when you come across this kind of precision, time and time and time and time again, there is a certain order, there's a certain, there are minimum requirements that you need to maintain that kind of precision. And it's a system of measurement that we do not find in the archaeological record. There are no metrology instruments in the archaeological record to explain what we find in Egypt, none.
Now, what do you think the so-called sarcophagus was in the king's chamber?
Well, that's a good question. I think now that after actually discussing this with a physicist, I would take his lead on what it the purpose it served, and that was that it was a collector of higher frequencies. In other words, it was a resonator in itself, and collected the higher frequencies that were generated in the chamber.
Interesting. Okay, I tell you what, we have another caller, Fred in Florida. Are you with us, Fred?
Yeah, hi. I've got a question for your very interesting guest today.
Sure.
What I'm thinking about is inside the pyramid, specifically inside the king's chamber, is there any way that you could possibly measure the Schumann resonance inside the king's chamber? I think it's about somewhere between 7.5 and 8 cycles. It's on ELF. And
yeah.
That the king's chamber might possibly act as some kind of a Faraday cage to contain that resonance. And when you produce another sound that is in harmonic resonance with that Schumann resonance, I don't know what would happen. But do you have any ideas on that?
Well, my instruments did not go down that low to measure that frequency. I would say that it's possible, though improbable. My knowledge of the Schumann resonance is that it's a frequency that is created by the atmosphere and the distance or the tension in the atmosphere, like electrical potential in the atmosphere, which is a function of the diameter of the Earth and I think the ionosphere.
Yeah, so. What's interesting about the Schumann resonance is that when one goes into the alpha state during meditation, if you measured your brain waves, they would be somewhere between 7.5 and 8 hertz, which would resonate with the Schumann resonance. And I was just wondering if...
The Schumann resonance is an electrical frequency, is it not?
Yes, it is. But the brain also emits electrical waves from the neurons in your brain. If you go, if you take one of those, I think it's called an electroencephalogram or whatever it is, and it's a machine that measures brain waves. When you get down into the meditative state, as I said, the alpha state, you'll find that your brain waves are between 7.5 and 8 cycles.
Well, that's
resonating.
That's going off into another.
Well,
another.
I think in answer to your question, then I would say that there are freaks within that range in the king's chamber. They're not electrical frequencies; they are mechanical frequencies. And an acoustics engineer by the name of Tom Danley did some studies. Yeah, I think that was in 1995 and 1996, but he determined through using his instruments that it was the chamber actually resonated at between 6 and 9 hertz.
Yeah, 6 and 9.
So
that the Schumann resonance would be right in between there.
It's right in that range, but it's a infrasonic rather than electrical frequencies.
I do know. As far as what you're talking about, Fred, people do go in there. The Rosicrucians, and as a matter of fact, are big on this. They go in there to meditate because of the...
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't poo-poo that idea because, you know, there are that kind of frequency, and if the quartz in the granite puts off has any electrical output, then, you know, you could be walking into an environment that has a full range of frequencies that would affect your brain. I mean, it's the interesting thing about Danley's research was that the range of frequencies that he detected formed an F-sharp chord, which is supposedly what the Hopi Indians used to tune their pipes, because they claim it's the frequency of Mother Earth.
Mm.
And so here we are in the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid, and they're actually it's humming at with an F-sharp chord. So, you know, the question is, what causes that? Because there was no input that Danley knew about in terms of what would cause the chamber to resonate those frequencies.
Yeah. It
And how would you construct it to know that you would get an F-sharp resonation, you know?
Well, that's all. Yeah, I mean, that would be determined by the Helmholtz resonator effect, or the dimension of the chamber itself.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking was that the pyramid is shaped the way it is because of its shape and its configuration towards the north, towards the in relationship to the magnetic lines of force in the earth, which are called ley lines. The shape of the pyramid may serve to enhance that Schumann resonance and produce a compatible harmonic resonant frequency.
Well, I know there's been talk, too, that the shape of the pyramid is conducive to preservation of food. You know, you can...
But, you know, I think that... and that this is what... This is what I bring out in my book, is that the Great Pyramid as a generator of power, a collector of energy, collected energy, converted energy, and it did it in a way that was harmonious with the Earth. It was holistic, and it actually is a dimension or an integer of the dimensions of the planet. Everything about this Great Pyramid relates to back to the Earth, the frequencies of the Earth, the frequencies of the human body, and so yes, we do feel certain effects when we go inside the Great Pyramid.
I was also wondering if maybe that was the process. This harmonic resonance with the Schumann frequency is what they used as a way to lift. Or not necessarily levitate the stones, but to at least make them lighter so that they could be moved into place. Because, I mean, those stones are placed so closely together. I just can't imagine people trying to get those things up there with rollers and ropes. I mean, I just can't buy that.
Yes, it does defy the imagination. I mean, I can't really buy into that. And I have actually, there's a chapter in my book that I talk about Edward Lee Scalman in Florida, and when we talk about how they were able to lift such large blocks of stone, and I do agree with you. I think that vibration or sound of particular frequencies may have something to do with it. But Ed Lee Scalman is a very small, diminutive man, weighing less, you know, about 100 pounds. And he was lifting 30-ton blocks of stone all by himself, without really any help, or he didn't have any equipment that one would say, okay, I can see where this piece of equipment could lift a 30-ton block of stone. And if we took 5,000 Ed Lee Scalmans, we could build the Great Pyramid in about 20 years.
Well, all right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Fred. Do you think that there was any attempt to try to harness power from, I mean, I'm, you know, talking like Tesla technology here, harness power from the ionosphere and channel that down from
There are different theories that I have heard over the years about how they generated energy in the past. Ancient cultures who were blessed with, you know, this technological prowess. And certainly there have been a lot of speculation about the Great Pyramid and the energy generated or potentially that could have been generated in the Great Pyramid. And people have looked at solar power or, you know, or actually the Van Allen belts as a source of energy to the pyramids were used to channel them. But when I look at it and when I saw the evidence, it really shouted out to me that this was actually related to the Earth. And I think the principal function of the pyramids, before the Great Pyramid was used to generate microwave energy, but the principal function was to relieve the stresses in the Earth and actually draw off mechanical stresses in the Earth. That seems to me to be a significant part of their operation. And then, of course, the energy that they drew out of the Earth's plates, they converted. And there's an engineer in Bellingham, Washington, who has actually replicated the pulse generator. He's a very interesting fellow, but he worked to create what he calls a pulse generator ram pump, and he modeled it after the subterranean chamber in the Great Pyramid, and it worked. And it causes the ground to shake, and it pulses at about 60 cycles per minute, and it's quite an achievement. So there's definitely something going on back then, and I do believe it was related to the Earth. New research that is that we're just hearing whispers about it now coming out of Russia, but they've been able to cause the plates or fault or where the tectonic plates come together to slide freely across each other rather than building up stresses by releasing energy in a water-filled hole that was drilled into the plate, and they let off these charges. But the resulting vibration causes the plates to actually shift or slide freely across each other. So that, I think that has some huge potential for actually calming the planet somewhat.
Fascinating. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, too, just to show how incredibly complex and advanced the design was of the pyramid. Originally, it was encased in these white, pure white limestone blocks. And the outer surface was smooth. It was polished. It was shiny. It was, you couldn't see the seams and the stones. It looked like a perfect, you know, white pyramid. And there
you have to get up real close to see the seams. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, that was the case up until the first few centuries of our current era. And Muslims went in there, of course, and ransacked it. They stole the outer casings to build mosques with. That was a real sad loss.
That's been a theory that actually when I was in Egypt and I was talking to an Egyptologist and mentioned that, he took offense to it and said, we did not steal the stone from the pyramids. The stone disappeared through a rock.
Oh, really?
So they're trying.
Well, somebody took them.
Well, yeah, and it does seem that there was a lot of quarrying going on the Giza.
Could have been the Crusaders, too, for all we know.
Well, the Romans, too. I mean, I think they were certainly, very active in Egypt.
But in any case, what I found amazing is there was a door that was it was on a pivot, a hinge, and you basically could just touch the thing and it would open with ease, even though it weighed probably 20 tons or something.
Now, which door are you referring to?
The original main entrance into the descending.
Into the Great Pyramid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is a... They speculated that there was a hinge door on the descending passage and the opening to the Great Pyramid. And that is supported by the historical account of how the inside or the interior of the Great Pyramid was first discovered by Al-Mamun in the 8th century A.D., where he supposedly looked for the opening to the pyramid for 3 days and gave up on it and just started to hack away at the limestone and
steal
his way in there. So
they dug into it.
But, you know, these are all stories, and some of them sound good, some of them sound a little...
there's no way to authenticate them.
You have to stretch the imagination. So,
yeah. But anyway, I was looking here at your website. It's GizaPower.com.
GizaPower.com.
That's G-I-Z-A. Anybody wants to go, and I was just browsing through there. Got some really good pictures. And
it's a fairly steady traffic through it. It hasn't been updated in quite a while. I don't update it very much, but lately.
Yeah, it's a really good site. I encourage everybody to go check it out. Okay, stick with us, folks. Short break. We'll be right back with one more segment with Chris Dunn.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Okay, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got a few more minutes here with Chris Dunn. I understand they're going to go back in Isn't it later this year they're supposed to be going back exploring the...
The southern shaft.
Yeah, with another robot.
That has been actually, they've been talking about that now for way over a year. It was going to happen last year, and it's going to happen this year, and it hasn't happened yet. So that is in the hands of Zahi Hawass, the chairman of the Supreme Council of Antiquities. So he's in control of that project. But I think they have several teams who have built robots, and they're vying for selection for the group to actually do the work.
Now, what are they proposing that this is in their infinite wisdom?
I think that they, they basically have different theories about what the shaft was for. Symbolic purpose was one. Another one was that it had an alignment with a particular star, so it had some kind of a philosophical...
A conduit to conduct the ka into the afterlife.
Well, that was it, yes. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what one Egyptologist came up with when he was asked about the purpose for those doors, and that was so that the... You know, it was a symbolic door for the
You know, I was joking, but they actually have said that, huh?
They have said that.
I'm not surprised.
I'm serious. And, and that is the level of credibility that they have in terms of their theories. I mean, I don't think they follow any rules of logic or scientific inquiry at all. I mean, it's all, what sounds good, how can we explain this away? And really, to folks like me, they can't.
Ideas.
They just can't explain it away. Not with something that is as airy-fairy as that, you know? So,
now, I was just curious in the last couple minutes what your opinion is of the... what they believe might be a significantly large chamber under the front paws of the Sphinx, and also the recent discoveries by people like Robert Schock, who believe that the Sphinx might actually be much older than what has been claimed, and thus probably the pyramid.
Yes, I think there's more that lies under the sand and the bedrock on the Giza Plateau than what has been found so far.
Yeah, I mean, they recently found a whole boat. They didn't even know it was there all this time.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some significant discoveries that will be forthcoming in the near future. One of them is a discovery that I made that I'm going to be publishing shortly. But as far as the hypothesis or the theory of Robert Schock and John Anthony West. Actually, John Anthony West was following Schwalla de Luwak's speculation about water erosion on the Giza Plateau, and engaged Robert Schock, a geologist at Boston University, to verify what he thought was water erosion around the Sphinx enclosure. And Schock confirmed that, and they published. And summarily, it was dismissed by academia, who engaged their own geologists to come up with an opposing theory. But the implications of the theory are that there, with the erosion,